One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Listen at the end of the program. Margaret will tell you how you can get your copy of the new Barber Family album. Overheard between Betty and Jack at Jack's house.
Little boys get absorbed in something and are utterly quiet for hours at a time. But little girls, whew, chatter, chatter, chatter.
Why don't we go over to the folks' house for a little while?
Are you kidding? Well, I wouldn't leave them alone for a minute. What if there was a fire?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, why let a headache spoil your day? It's easy to get the soothing, comforting relief you want. Just drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. You get the benefit of one of the world's most effective pain relievers in Alka-Seltzer. And since Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it, it's ready to go to work instantly to bring you really fast relief. So remember, whenever you have a headache, drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer and feel better fast. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Chapter 21, Book 84. Jack Barber's six little daughters spent the weekend at the Sky Ranch with their Aunt Claudia and Uncle Nicky, and the short holiday in the mountains seemed to fill them with new energy. But now, the last shouted request for a glass of water has brought forth from Betty a final and very firm, no, go to sleep. At this moment, she's coming downstairs from the nursery looking tired and harassed.
Jack?
Yeah, Betty. Get them in bed.
Honestly, they're little geniuses when it comes to stalling. Goodness. Mind if I stretch out on the davenport? That breeze is nice. Did you open all the windows?
Yeah. Smell the fragrance that's drifting in. Jasmine, I guess. I'd sure like to go somewhere, wouldn't you? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Ache all over. I'll be all right. Girls talk more than boys, don't you think? Girls talk more.
Do?
I've discussed it with mothers that have just sons. There are periods when boys get absorbed in something. But little girls talk and never stop. Six little voices going yakety-yakety-yakety-yakety.
Why don't we go over to the folks' house for a little while?
Are you kidding?
Hmm?
You can't walk out of the house at night and leave six little girls alone upstairs.
Well, just next door.
Jack, I wouldn't think of it. What if there was a fire?
Huh?
I wouldn't leave them alone for a minute. You go if you want to. I'll stay alone.
No, I don't want to go places without you, Betty. I really ought to talk to Paul, though, about Elwood's divorce and everything. Elwood's going ahead to divorce Teddy, and I haven't asked Paul when we're going to tell Mom and Dad. They don't know it yet. Kind of a ticklish situation.
Well, let Paul tell them. Teddy's his daughter.
Yeah, but I'd like to know what Paul's going to say, and then we can be consistent.
Go on. Talk to Paul. I don't mind if you go over and see your family. Why should I? It's your family. You like to go see them, so go ahead, Jack.
You urge me to go, and all the time you manage to convey, you'll be sore if I do.
What a thing to say. Only thought I had was... Oh, I won't say it.
Go on. What is it?
Just that I don't see why you have to go somewhere. Telephone's right there.
Oh. Okay.
Jack?
Hmm?
Let's not fuss with each other. We don't have much time to be alone.
You suppose you and I'll have to sit here at home spring night after spring night until the last triplet's married 20 or 22 years from now?
If you really love your home, you shouldn't mind, Jack. What's the matter? Doesn't Paul answer?
No. Not up in the studio, anyhow.
Maybe he's downstairs in the library. Call the folks up and see.
Well, he couldn't talk in front of Dad and Mom, anyhow.
Well, you could tell him to meet you out in the terrace.
Yeah. Well, you sure you don't mind?
Of course not. You don't get too interested and stay all night. I didn't mean that the way it sounded either. I'm just tired. You do what you want to do.
Hi, Mom. How are you? Paul there? Oh. Well, what time do you say be home? Oh. Oh, nothing.
Go on over.
No, not without you. What's that, Mom? No, I can't come over. What's going on over there? Huh? What are you doing?
Oh, not very much, Dad. Hazel just came in. Mm-hmm. She's going to read me a letter she's written to Pinky at boot camp. No, Clifford's dressing, Jack, going out. Your father isn't home either. No, just the two of us. All right, my dear. See you in the morning. Good night.
Not coming over?
No, he doesn't want to leave Betty alone.
Well, I'm only going to stay a minute. Mother, I can tell you now about some perfectly fiendish postcards we've been getting from Pinky.
Oh, hi, Hazel.
Hi, Cliff. Must you hurry?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I'm a little late.
How's the job, Cliff?
It's going to be all right, if my feet hold out.
Hmm?
Standing back at that necktie counter all day is a wee bit hard on the tootsies.
Oh.
Well, here goes the best little cravat salesman in San Francisco. They ain't neckties, you know, not at Brown and Tedler's. No, no, they're cravats. We speak a different language down there. We're very, very, very elegant. What? I'll see you later.
Clifford?
Yeah?
Have you spoken to Miss Schultz about coming to dinner?
No, but I will, Mom. So long.
Well, of course he won't. He's been saying that for weeks now, and nobody's met her.
Well, from the picture of her in Margaret's scrapbook, I...
Yes, I know.
Hmm?
Still, I want him to feel that she's welcome here.
Mm-hmm. Does Cliff like his work, Mother?
Oh, I think so.
Hey, library?
Yes, Jack, come on in. It's Jack. Came in the back way.
Jack, I thought you weren't coming over.
Oh, Betty thought it'd be good for me to get out for a minute. She's so tired, she keeps falling asleep when you talk to her.
Oh, we've all got to pitch in and help now that Nicolette's gone.
Oh, sure. You ought to see the list of stuff I got to do next Saturday and Sunday. Well, what's all this about a letter from Pinky?
Oh, no, it's a letter I've written to him. I was just going to tell Mother about his postcards from San Diego. They're infuriating and frightening. I didn't tell you people, but last week we got a postcard, a picture of the naval base, and on it he'd written, "I'm sick as a dog."
What?
We didn't tell anybody because we didn't want to worry you. Well, I wired him, but no answer.
My.
Then a day or two later, another postcard, picture of the San Diego Zoo. And this one said, "Still pretty sick, but recovering."
What did he have?
We don't know.
Hmm.
Then today there was another card, picture of the amusement park, and it said, "Well again." That's all. So I wrote him a letter this afternoon, but Dan thought it was too strong, so I've rewritten it. See if you think this is too harsh a letter to come from a boy's mother. I said, "Dear Pinky, your postcards are frightening us to death. I am going to enclose herewith a separate sheet of questions, which I want answered. There is also a stamped envelope. It should be simple enough to write answers on this paper, fold it, and mail a letter. Then your parents can sleep nights."
Well, you know, sometimes when a kid's away from home, it's kind of comforting to know that your parents are worrying about you.
No, he's overdone it. I also said, "Anytime you are sick or need help, you can phone us long distance collect. But please don't torment us with these alarming postcards," followed by utter silence. Then here are the questions. 1, what illness did you have? 2, are you fully recovered? 3, have you finished your 24 hours extra duty? 4, what did you do this time to warrant a reprimand and extra duty? 5, will it be possible for us to see you, A, next weekend, B, or the following weekend? And if neither, when? Question 6. Have you written your Uncle Paul? Don't forget you owe him money.
I wouldn't bother the boy about that, Hazel. Paul doesn't mind waiting.
Oh, Mother, Pinky's got to learn to discharge his obligations. And the last question, do you need money until payday? And if so, how much and what for? Oh, yes, there was one card which said he was starving and couldn't even afford a candy bar.
Well, he's probably terribly busy, Hazel, and he just writes the first thing that comes into his head. You know, I think your letter sounds a little bit, well, exasperated.
Well, I only get a response from him when I make it firm, Mother. Oh, but that isn't the end of my letter. I tried to convey how much we miss him and love him. I said, be sure to write Margaret fully about dedicating her family scrapbook to you because she watches every mail for a personal letter from you. We all miss you dreadfully, and we love you very much.
Oh, that's nice.
I wish you'd write him, Jack, and tell him that a recruit simply cannot talk back to officers, or he'll be doing extra duty on that grinder all the rest of his life.
Well, he marched around that grinder for 18 extra hours the first time, didn't he? And 24 the second? You'll get the idea, Hazel. It'll come from his feet up.
Daddy, I'm home.
Hmm?
Oh, Dad's here. Where's he been?
Hmm. Oh, Hazel, Jack are here, Henry.
Hello, Father.
Well, hi, Dad. Where in the world have you been?
Yes. Excuse me, please. I'm very tired. I'm going on up.
Henry, aren't you well?
Yes. Tired, Fanny, that's all. I'm going upstairs to bed, if you don't mind. I'll see you all tomorrow.
How's Elwood, Henry? Henry!
He didn't hear you, Mother.
Hey, has Dad been to San Rafael?
Yes, Elwood phoned this noon, and Henry drove over.
Uh-oh.
Hmm?
The cat's out, huh?
What cat?
Elwood's suing Teddy for divorce, Mom.
Oh, no, Jack. Oh, dear.
Yeah. The suit will be filed over in Marin County.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah. You can't stop it now. The Barbers are going to have their first divorce. I've been afraid all along it had come to Dad as quite a shock.
Friends, have you tried Bactine? B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine is the new family antiseptic that has so many, many uses in the home. Bactine is...
Oh, here you are, Mr. Barton.
Oh, hello, Margaret. How's the Barber family album going?
Oh, just wonderful, Mr. Barton. I just couldn't imagine so many people all over the United States wanting a copy. Wanting my very own Barber family album.
Why, of course they want it. It's the best family album the Barber family ever had. You wait and see. All our friends will send in for one.
Honestly, you really think it's the best one-man's family album of them all?
I really do, Margaret. So many pictures and stories. Why, the whole history of the Barber family, from beginning to end, is between the covers of these 20 pages.
I guess our listeners would want it just out of respect to Pinky because he joined the Navy. You think so?
Well, a lot of them will. But my goodness, don't forget all those pictures. Jack and Betty and their six beautiful daughters, Nicolette, the Sky Ranch, Father Barber's knee operation, and dozens more I can't remember.
Grandfather said there were too many pictures of me in it. Do you think so, too?
Why, no, Margaret. I liked every one of them.
Out of the whole 20 pages, what picture do you like best? Mom likes one of all the family, from Grandmother and Grandfather down to the triplets.
Well, I just don't know. But I was certainly impressed with the family tree. What a lot of family information.
And our sponsors are letting everyone who wants it have a copy. And they're making it so easy, too. Oh, I'm so excited I could just roll over and butter myself.
Yes, friends, as Margaret said, it is easy to get your copy of her new Barber family album. Just go to your drugstore and buy a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, the truly different antiseptic. Then tear off the top of the box, the part that says open this end, and mail it with 10 cents to help cover the cost of handling and mailing to Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. That's all. Just a Bactine box top and 10 cents in coin mailed to Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Elkhart, Indiana. We know you'll like this interesting new album from One Man's Family. And we know you'll find many benefits from having Bactine in your family medicine chest. So get that bottle of Bactine right away. And the moment you get your Bactine, tear off the box top and close 10 cents in coin with your name and address and mail it to Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Do it right away because this is a limited offer. You'll have your copy of the Barber Family album in a few days. Remember, friends, to get your copy of the beautiful new 20-page Barber Family album, send the top of the box from a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine, along with 10 cents, to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Order as many as you like for your friends and your neighbors. But be sure you enclose a Bactine box top and 10 cents for every album you want. Send it to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Henry is faced with the inevitable. Chapter 22, Book 84. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.